Blog Talk Radio.
Terminology, the cojones, whether it be a male or woman,
to say, look, we have to do this in order for this to happen. And we can't have staunch conservative evangelical Christians running it. We can't have outright liberal running it. We need somebody who is in the middle. Now, is Hillary Clinton that individual? I don't know. But in that case, I would rather her than Donald Trump. For my listening audience, it is a shame that it's only come down to these two people. These two people. We had 14 presidential nominees. 14 that were up on the platform at one time. And we really didn't like them. We really didn't trust them. And we dwindled it down to the two that we really, really don't trust that much. As that says a lot about the quality of people that we have running our nation. And the only way they can get to run our nation is by the voters voting for them. And if we're voting them in, then we can't say how mad we are that they're there and they're doing a bad job. Maybe a two-party system is better. I happen to think that if we had a three-party system in which they stopped knocking the independents out, maybe we would have more of a challenge. Billionaire man, Donald Trump, and how they like the fact that he's a billionaire because he can't be bought by the establishment, the individuals who desire to buy him off. He doesn't need their money. Okay? He doesn't need the lobbyists. He doesn't need any of those people. We've had billionaires run for president before, except they ran on the independent ticket, and we didn't care. We didn't pick them up. So that thought process right there, it's not sound. You like him because he can't be bought by the establishment. Wrong answer. If anybody wants to make a statement, anybody wants to say anything, you can reach me. Number to reach me here, call in, 516-418-5939. Call in and give me your thoughts about what you believe or who you believe should be the candidate and who is the candidate of your choice. Because personally, the candidate of my choice is Hillary Clinton. Now, the other day I heard somebody else also say, and I've been reading a whole bunch of things about, we know she's got dirt, like I stated before. We know her hands are not dirty. But some of the political decisions that she has made as the Secretary of State, some of the political decisions that she has made as someone who's been in politics all of her life, some of us in the same position with the same power and authority that she has would have made the same decisions that she made. When Gaddafi was killed. Now, of course, as we know, he didn't go and kill him. But she knew he was going to be killed. Okay. She knew what was going to happen. She sanctioned it. She allowed it. But we understand what Gaddafi had done. Nobody said anything when Saddam Hussein was caught. And all of a sudden, you wonder why he isn't in a prison somewhere. You wonder why he isn't jailed and getting three hots in a cot. Some people have to make decisions based on his crimes. There is justice, the court system. There is. And then there's another type of justice. Do I condone this behavior? No, I don't. But do I know it's here? And have people done it? Yes, I do. And it's that nod and a wink type of thing when it happens. I'm just being real. Call me with your questions or concerns, 516-418-5939, so we can get the discussion started. Right now, President Obama is on the campaign trail. He is stumping for Hillary Clinton so that he can keep his legacy alive, okay? And he's going after Trump in every way possible that he can in order to get Hillary Clinton elected. One of the things that I have found, who we decide in this election that we're going to vote for or who becomes president, is that in some small incremental way, whether it is that incremental way or it's that larger way, something is going to shift and change. Now, people have said some things over the past year that have been outrageous, starting with, if Trump wins, I'm moving to Canada. I have heard that. I've heard that several times. I've heard it not only from regular people, but people who are famous, who are on television. If Trump wins, I'm moving to Canada. Because people are fearful of what this man is going to do. But yet I've heard the same thing on the other side, where people say, well, if Hillary wins, I'm going to move to Canada. I'm going to move someplace out of the country. Because I think her presidency is going to be a bad presidency. But I've heard it more on the Trump side, because we don't feel as if we're going to be safe. That those individuals who are non-white, and I'm speaking about black, brown, Muslim, or anybody else, or other, are going to be safe, because what he has put into play during this presidential race and campaign is a level of bigotry, hatred, and racism. People have come out of the woodwork, and I've stated this before, out of the woodwork in order to present their views about Trump. Because what he presents as an individual, because of his views, and he can sit on television and he can tell you lies all you want about how he would. Okay, the man sat there and he said, look at my African American. Look at my African American back there. It rang to the heights of racism, because I have never heard that put in that sort of sentence. I've heard in television programs, that's my nigger over there. That's my nigger. Go get my nigger. Now, let me speak to that in reference to everything. Terminology like that incites something in us. But yet our young people would use the terminology and say they've gravitated toward it and use it to empower one another. It is the antithesis of ignorance. When you take a word that has been meaning to be denigrated, the root of the word has not changed. The meaning of the word has not changed. But yet you desire, as a culture, as another generation, to take it and use it as an empowerment tool. You can't do that, because as long as the generation that came before you had to suffer under the oppression of individuals that like terminology to debase and demean people, it will never be a word to empower. When Trump said it, it was reminiscent of that. Look at my African American. Someone wrote the other day on Facebook, we were having basically a discussion back and forth. He said Trump was never called a racist until this presidential campaign. That was wrong. Absolutely not wrong. It started in 1975. Do you know that Trump was taken to court because of housing discrimination, because he did not want black people, African American people, call us what you want, black, brown, whatever. He did not want black people in his buildings, period. Had to take him to court. Going further down at his casinos, as his casinos were built, he hired black people and women. Yes, he did. Because I keep hearing he hires women and he hires minorities and he has no problem. But then, whenever he had a whale, because in a casino, when you had a player that came in and they were going to spend a lot of money, they were called a whale. If the whale did not desire to have black people on the floor, either dealing, serving, or being around, black people were removed from the floor. They were told to go in the back. In the back. Do you hear me? They were told to go in the back. That screams, once again, to the height of racism. Let's move forward. Then we're looking at the Central Park Five. Essentially, five teenagers that were acquitted years later for the rape of a woman. She did not identify them. All of this was simply circumstantial, except for the fact that they admitted to it, but when they admitted, they had already said that they were coerced and beaten, not given water, not given food for hours. So they simply said, yes, we did it. These are young men. Not guilty. And DNA, to top it off, DNA proved that these young men were not guilty. And they got the man who actually did the rape case, who then admitted it was him. Yet Donald Trump still said nothing. And then to boot, he didn't believe them, even though DNA cleared them. The man is an outright racist. Put that on the table right there. Okay? There is already documentation that he's a misogynist, and now he has two cases that are coming up right now. Two cases. Okay? The first case that he has coming up is the one about the in December, it's going to be, it's December, it's the rape case. That's the one that really, really concerns me. Because people want to elect a man, not only a misogynist, but he is also being accused. Now, I'm not going to say he is, but he's being accused of raping not a woman, but a child. Which makes it worse, because he would not be a rapist, he would be a pedophile. He's still being investigated for fraud and tax evasion. And this rape case is between him and this guy, Jeffrey Epstein. And if you want to see the document, you can see it. I posted it up on my Facebook page, Dr. Derek Henderson, Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein rape lawsuit and affidavit. I put it right up there. Because people seem not to realize just what is going on. So, if you have any questions or concerns, give me a call. Number to call in, 516-418-5939. I would love to speak to you about how you feel about this thing. This race is very, very, very close. And I've learned something about this country. In the midst of this race, I've learned something very, very poignant. I've learned that as far as race relations and racism goes, this country will never be able ideology from this. Never. And the reason why is because you can't get good fruit from a bad tree. That's why when Donald Trump says, that's not the person I am, if anybody knows me now, the base nature cannot be changed. The base nature will always be there. Whether you feed it or not, it will maintain. It is what you do to quell that base nature. some things, people just are upfront. If you find somebody, they've been raised around rude people, they've done rude things all their life, and they've gotten away with things that other people wouldn't get away with, basically, that is going to be their nature because they've never been taught anything different. And we are creatures of habit and creatures of what we are taught. If you're taught to disrespect, you grow up in disrespect. If you're taught to discard, you grow up in discard. If you're taught to disregard, you grow up in disregard. 516-418-5939 if you want to call it. One of those is the fact that this man is who he is. He is for self. Now, on the other side, let's speak about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, she's done a lot of humanitarian things. Okay? But one thing that she was involved in was that she is kind of the mother of the way the prison system has been set up now, because she coined the terminology of super predator for young black men. It was her husband who also helped to institute the way the prison system is set up now. It's one of those things where people forget about that. I don't want people to so much as forget about that, because her hands are not clean. Her hands are dirty. But let's just say, just for sake, for instance, okay, that she gets in office with 30 years of experience, with the ability to negotiate that she has, dealing with world leaders. Somebody who has a good temperament, somebody who is somebody that is knowledgeable in the way that things work, and not NAFTA or disregard certain rules and throw up walls and stuff like that. Things like that are supposed to be things that a president will do, not somebody that will jump on Twitter at 3 o'clock in the morning and tweet because you pissed them off because you said something about their hair or the fact that their skin might be orange or the fact that you spoke about them because you seem to be a little too much too happy with your daughter. We need somebody in office that is going to be able to not only help the American people. Now, and let me say this. Let me just go back here. Say this. Call the number is 516-418-5939. Let me say this. I want you to also understand this. Has her own legacy to protect. Just because she is a Democrat, and I'm speaking to black people, African-American people, just because they're in the Democratic Party does not mean you vote Democrat. Hello. It does not mean you vote Democrat. What it does mean is this. It means that you look at the candidate of choice. Choose the things that you like about that candidate. Things that will work for you and your community. Not just for you, but for you and your community. So that you can choose that individual. And then go from there. Don't vote for somebody because I've been a Democrat all my life. I've been a Democrat for 25 years. I've been a Democrat for 30 years. I've been a Democrat for 15 years. No, that's ignorant. That's ignorant. It's ignorant. It's ignorant. You vote the best candidate for what's necessary. I'm tired of going around and asking young black men if they're going to vote, and they say they're not going to vote. I don't like to see that. Enrages me. I'm not going to say any names, but when I hear that you're not going to vote, what it does is that people have literally died for the right to vote. They fought for the equality in this country to be able to make the voice heard, and you have the unmitigated gall to not go out and vote. How dare some black people? I don't care if you're voting a Republican, independent, Democrat, my God, but you have the ability to vote. And then, my God, I don't get it. I don't get it. If you want to call in, I have about 3 minutes left. If you want to call in, 516-418-5939. One of the things that really annoys me is that some people are just plain ignorant. Just plain ignorant. There's no other way to put it. There's no other way to say it. Because one of the things that we have to understand is that these rights, these freedoms, were not free. They came at a price. They came at a price. Now, I'm going to try to say this with as much care as possible. I'm not going to try to hurt anyone's feelings. But this last part goes out to my Christian brothers and sisters. I am very tired of Christians sticking their heads in the sand and acting like all we must do at this juncture is pray. Now, I want to say something, and maybe somebody can correct me. Maybe come on my page, speak to me somehow, some way. You can get in contact with me, Dr. Derek Henderson, at Facebook. You can reach out to me, ApostleDVH at Gmail, ApostleDVH at Hotmail, ApostleDVH at me, okay? But one of the things that really, really gets me is the fact that we constantly say, well, I just want to pray. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous do availeth much. I will grant that to prayer. I know. You all know, most of the people that listen, you probably know that I'm a minister. But one thing that you must understand is that God gave prayer as a means for us to not only communicate, but also so that we can get other people motivated to do things. That supernatural agency can work that way. Amen. So I'm not going to stay on that too much. I only have about 30 seconds left in this program. Next week, 6:30. Actually, on Wednesday, I'll be on, because that'll be election night. I'll be on Wednesday at 6:30 because I want to hear your opinions on, because we'll know who has won. And we'll know if anybody's contesting or anything like that. All right? So I thank you again for your time this evening. I thank you for those individuals who wanted to call, those individuals who didn't call, for whatever reason. I thank you for giving me an ear. All right? I thank everybody, and I pray that you have a blessed evening. And you've been on with